All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Tuesday, July 21st. So just this morning on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell himself spoke about what's going to be in the Republican bill for the next stimulus package. And yes, he did say that they will push for direct payments, but he didn't really give us a lot of details on the stimulus payments. Nevertheless, I'll play the clip later in this video. But first, as a preface, I want to walk through everything that Mitch talked about in his speech this morning on the Senate floor. He began his speech by talking about the pain of the coronavirus pandemic as well as the shutdown. He went on to talk about the CARES Act that was passed in March, how it saved tens of millions of jobs, how the Senate helped the nation endure the first phase of the COVID-19 crisis. But then he warned that the crisis is far from over, admitting that coronavirus cases are rising in some parts of the country and that we have just begun to pick up the pieces. The battle's not won yet. He said that the country's job now is more complex than it was in March. He talked about maintaining the healthcare system as the country seeks to return to normalcy as we await a vaccine. And of course, he can't be the Senate Majority Leader without taking a shot at the other side. He took a shot at House Democrats about the HEROES Act. Here's the clip.
For weeks now, I have made it clear that further legislation out of the Senate will be a serious response to the crisis. We won't be wasting the American people's time like the House Democrats with their multi-multi-trillion-dollar proposal to hike taxes on small businesses, cut taxes for blue state millionaires, and send diversity detectives into the cannabis industry.
Oh, Mitch. Yes, I agree that the Democrats' HEROES Act didn't have a chance in heck of passing, and it was stuffed with proposals that really don't need to be a priority right now. I made a video about all this back in May called No One Really Likes the HEROES Act. Link at the top of the screen if you want to check that out. So yes, Mitch, the Democrats weren't very helpful there. But Mitch, your Senate has been sitting on the sidelines for months now, while many in this country are suffering incredibly. So I have to say, buddy, I think that some of the blame lies with you as well. Anyway, when it comes to specific items that McConnell laid out would be in the Republican bill, McConnell kicked off his list by stating that in the Republican legislation, there will be $105 billion for educators so they have the resources to safely reopen schools. This is really the only specific dollar amount that he gave in his speech this morning. Anyway, McConnell said that this will be a top priority in the Republican legislation. Then McConnell talked about the unemployment crisis, stating that the Republican bill will propose several specific incentives to hire and retain workers. He did not go into specifics there. McConnell also said that the Republican bill will seek to reimburse Main Street businesses so they can afford PPE like masks, so they can afford testing, cleaning, remodeling to ensure safe places of business for both employees and customers. McConnell confirmed that a second round of PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, will be in the Republican bill, but that the second round would be more targeted with, and I quote, a special eye toward hard-hit businesses. That's that targeted approach that Republicans seem to be taking in the next stimulus relief bill. And yes, as I know many of you are wondering about, McConnell did address direct payments. Here's what he said.
And speaking of building on what worked in the CARES Act, we want another round of direct payments to help American families keep driving our national comeback.
So there's not a lot of detail there from Mitch. He did not specifically say whether the next round of stimulus checks would be targeted or not. He didn't bring up that $40,000 figure that created so much buzz earlier this month. But nevertheless, it is reassuring and a very good sign that Mitch McConnell basically said right there that the Republican bill will contain a proposal for more stimulus checks. How much and to whom, he did not disclose. But this, of course, is a great sign nevertheless. So both congressional Democrats and congressional Republicans do want another round of stimulus checks in some way, shape, or form. Mitch then went on to speak about how the Republican proposal will dedicate more resources to advancing developments on a COVID-19 vaccine, which he said would be the fastest race for a new vaccine in human history. McConnell said that the Republican bill would also protect seniors from a potential spike in premiums, and of course he wrapped up by mentioning the liability protection that we know he has been a big fan of all along. Here's the clip.
As I've said for months, the next recovery package will include strong legal protections for the healthcare workers who save strangers' lives and the schools, colleges, charities, and businesses that want to reopen. The American people will not see their historic recovery gobbled up by trial lawyers who are itching to follow the pandemic with a second epidemic of frivolous lawsuits. Gross negligence will still be actionable, but we're creating a safe harbor for institutions that make good faith efforts to follow the guidelines available to them. Doctors and nurses clearly deserve this protection. and school districts, universities, nonprofits, and small businesses will need it as well, if we want any genuine reopening at all.
So Mitch is saying that he does not want businesses, schools, hospitals, et cetera, taken down by lawyers, by lawsuits from individuals saying, oh, I tested positive for COVID-19 and I spread it to my parents and my family. I got it from your business. He said that gross negligence would still be actionable, meaning that if a business does not adequately follow guidelines and safety precautions, they could still be sued. But if a business is taking all necessary precautions, masks, hygiene, all of that, McConnell believes that the business should still be able to open up and conduct business insofar as permitted by law without fear of litigation. Noticeably missing from McConnell's statement on the Senate floor this morning is the supercharged unemployment benefits. We know that Democrats want to extend that $600 weekly payment past the end of this month when it's going to expire. We know that some Republicans have proposed other things like back-to-work bonuses or a reduced supercharged unemployment, $200 a week, $400 a week. McConnell didn't address that. Another noticeably missing component here is the payroll tax cuts that Trump is apparently pushing very strongly for at this point. In my update from 2 days ago, I told you how it looks like there is some potential drama brewing between Trump and other White House officials and the Senate, right? Because Trump wants that payroll tax cut. Kudlow wants that payroll tax cut. Senate Republicans, however, may not be as convinced. And we also know that Steven Mnuchin is not too big a fan of the payroll tax cut because he doesn't think it'll fly with the Democrats. I'm not going to rehash that all here. You can watch my July 19th stimulus update as well as my stimulus update yesterday for more information on that Republican kind of infighting regarding the payroll tax cuts and other things for more information on that. Okay. All right, folks, that's what we heard about the next stimulus bill from the mouth of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell himself just this morning. Thank you so much for watching. I will continue to keep you informed. I will look out for when Mitch actually releases the text of that bill. Hopefully today, maybe tomorrow. I don't know. Hopefully soon. I really want to see it. And I know you're anxious to learn about it as well. Thanks again for watching. Please like the video if you found value here. And I will see you next time. Bye-bye.